The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 24 May 2017. Had some house duty to take care of yesterday, like waiting around for AT&T to show up for no damn reason at all. I was told that they had to be on property. Took the day off. That was the only window that they could come in, and I waited for absolutely nothing. You know, folks, I'm just, you know, in a world that has really been made simple. Now, that might shock and astound people. When I say made simple, based in who and what you are, what you perceive as being liberty and freedom and justice and fair play, and how's that working out for us? You know, one of the things that I wanted to address, and I don't quite know how to bring this up and do it tactfully, so I'll just do it untactfully. Michael, is this a true statement that the calls into this network has dropped off by 90%? He's maybe 80%, he says. And the question I have for you people that I know you're out there and you're listening, I can see you. Well, I can see your numbers. But we don't hear from you. And we're trying to, I've never seen anything like this in 25 years of broadcasting. 25 years. Now, I can sit here and suppose and conjecture and imagine and, you know, pull stuff out of my whatever orifice that you would like to pull it out of. Your nose, your ear, your belly button. Pick one. Is it that you are confused now? Because Donald Trump really has turned into be the globalist tool? You don't know what to say? Is that it? Is it that you're sitting behind your door right now, locked and loaded, waiting for an opportunity to use your home defense weapon? Is it that? Is the listening audience, do they think that enough people are waking up worldwide to turn the globalist and their one world order idea of things? Do you think there's enough people out there that now know that they're going to go quietly into the night? Is it because you're like in the Bob Seger song, there's a guy in a parking lot not knowing which way to go? In other words, he's just standing there and he's just looking around. He doesn't know. He doesn't even know what foot to place in front of the other and what direction to pick. I need to know from you people. I really do. What are you thinking? What is on your mind? Nothing? That's the fourth option. Maybe it's caught up. Maybe this was a time release formula. Like, remember the little contact medicine that you used to take with little multicolored little balls in there? its time release formula? Maybe it was the fluoride in the water that's blown up your brain? I really want to know. The number here to the network, maybe your phone's quit working. Michael, maybe that's it. Have I come up with five plausible? 800-313-9443. Even my detractors have quit bothering me. Wow. Mike, what the hell is it, man? Speak to me. Speak to me with your wisdom, your oh God. You remember me doing a story Monday? I think this was Monday. It was a kid getting beat up by an adult. Let me see if I can find that story. And, of course, I can't find it right off the dot here. But at any rate, I pick up the Austin Un-American Statesman. I actually stole it out of a business. I won't buy their rag. You know, they now, what do they charge you now for the newspaper, Mike? What is it, a buck and a half for a daily edition? With all the news that fits, and, well, the Austin Un-American Statesman is in Austin, and Austin is little Moscow, Soviet-style Moscow along the Colorado. Now look at the paper today. School official charged with choking a child. Huh? What? Turns out an assistant vice principal in the Round Rock School District was arrested Monday after the Austin police accused him of choking a stranger's child of a roller rink. This was the vice principal, probably down there on a school deal for Round Rock. There were tables set up for the kiddies to have food. Okay, the event was over. The actual skating rink employees are cleaning up what's left on the tables. And a 10-year-old boy approaches one of the roller rink employees and said, "Look, are you throwing that out?" And they go, "Yeah." "Well, can I have some of that?" And they said, "Sure, why not?" Well, here's this vice principal, Chad Warren Sanders, 40-year-old man, chases this kid down. He tries to hide in a video game room at the roller rink. The 40-year-old approaches him, confronts him, knocks him down, and then picks him up by his neck. This is a vice principal of a freaking school. We posted the video. Can you put your hands on that real quick, Mike? The one, it was a private school in Pennsylvania where one of the hall monitors in the private school was literally dragging a kid down the hallway, feet off the floor, by his neck. And I'm talking to Julie here, secretary, and she says, "Oh, well, last year you didn't hear what happened in Bastrop." I go, "No." And she did, the story was so long ago, she doesn't remember if it was junior high or high school. A kid knew some people that were in a fight. So in order for him, and I've done this myself, I've broken up fights. Don't do it with relatives because one of them's going to end up hating you for it. But the kid steps in to break up the fight. The on-site police officer tases the kid. Well, now he's got brain damage. It wasn't from the taser. It was after the kid got tased and hitting the concrete. The kid is never going to be the same. Is anybody having a problem with this? And I'm going to get into hot and heavy this police state that we're in and these people running around with badges that think that they're the arbiter. They're the truth, they're the justice, and they're the American way, and if you give them any crap, guess what? We're going to show you why you need to comply. So you can see why I'm going quietly insane here. When all this madness continues, and we have no participation by the listening audience. Holy crap. You know, I had this thought. Please help me put this thought out of my head. That this is all we're going to get by way of resistance. And it's waning. If that's the case, man, I'm the hell out of here. Bye-bye. You people have got to start speaking up. The first person you could speak to here right now, today, is me. Can you refresh your screen there? Thank you. Really helps to see the callers on my screen. I don't know what this is. Gear? Gear in Florida, you're up first. Hello, Gear.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I called in a while. One of your problems is there's a lot more people trying to call in, and the powers that be and the system are blocking. You've got a whole lot of, when you say, the opposition, the powers that be are blocking you. Trying to get on sometimes.
Gear?
Yes?
Well, you're trying to get on to what?
Trying to call you.
Trying to connect to
Republic Broadcasting Online just to listen.
Okay, let me not confuse the issue here.
Right.
Are you telling me that the 800-313-9443, the call-in number to be live on air, that you can't get in?
No. Okay. More so, it's if I want to listen to Republic Broadcasting Online, I want to listen to the conversation, what's going on, not to call in, and it's blocked. It's just not, it's not making it through. I've had to go in. You have, you know, these, you have these 25 megabytes, 16 megabytes. You have all these other ways to get online, and I've had resort to that before to finally find where I can actually connect to you. But the easy one is Republic Broadcasting Online, so I can listen, and it's blocked. It's not.
You're just going to confuse more people, including myself, than you're going to be able to assist, because you're not giving me enough pertinent, detailed information to nail this thing down. And I'm not shoving your complaint aside, but what you're not telling me is specific information that I can specifically go look at to look to solve a specific problem.
Well, I'm trying to make it simple.
Okay.
I have you on my favorites. I open up. I like to see all.
Okay,
the,
he's going to keep talking.
The right. News, the articles that you've got, which I.
Okay, so Gear. So you're talking about you're going to republicbroadcasting.org, the website.
Yes.
Okay, and you're clicking on Listen Live Online, and you can't get through.
Yes.
Okay. See, this is what I mean. There's two distinct problems here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your provider is blocking our website, well, then you need to call that provider and tell them to unblock you. But the mere fact that you can go to the website means that you are not blocked. They block this out by URLs or by website names.
I'm just telling you that is what you're going up against.
Gear.
Explain a few things. All
right.
That's all.
Okay.
I
appreciate it. Okay. All right. I heard you. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you. If Tom calls in here, I'm going to shoot him. Tell him I will get in my car, drive to Philadelphia, and shoot his knees out. He doesn't worry about his knees hurting anymore. I know where he's sitting right now. He's sitting home right now, listening to the show. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John. That's a hell of a challenge if you've got the providers blocking you. But I understood. I know you were speaking plain English, not Chinese, not any other language. You asked, why are we not calling in?
Yes.
And
thank you.
Like,
then the first call that I take is, and again, the first call that I take. Can these guys hear me? It's a delay. Oh, shut up. Now I got the board op complaining. I'm sorry, Rob. Continue.
That's okay. I was just going to bring up the joke from Chris Tucker from Rush Hour. You don't understand the words coming out of my mouth. Well, so one thing that I have been tripping over with people is people say, oh, my gosh, yeah, we got problems. We got this. We got that. They start to get engaged. And we're going back to this where they realize how deep it is. I have lost, John, absolute contact with 80% of the people that were posting or doing anything on my Facebook account. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. Rob, I this whole Facebook, Twitter crap thing, it's just
I'm just using it as a point of contact with people.
Yeah.
And I don't do it that often, but my point is getting that.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to talk
today. Sorry, sir.
No, that, Rob, I look, I'm asking the question. The question I ask is, why are people not calling into the network? And now we're off in another tangent someplace.
Leading that, sorry.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
I was using it as an example to say that the people are being, they're turtling. They're going back. They're just like saying, okay, you know, things are so screwed up. I'm just going to go off and enjoy them. Enjoy what little bit I have for as long as I can. And they're figuring that they can hope that if they ignore the damn problem.
Okay, but that's you don't know the answer to the question, but that's your assumption, right? That these people, that 80% of these people that you could post something and they would respond, 80% of those people are gone, correct?
Right.
Okay. I have a real problem. The people that I deal with are patriots. And I guess the definition of patriotism, or what real patriots are, has to be designated once again, so everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
The asshats that I see on Facebook or on Twitter, or the twits that I run into, 98% of them, of the public out there, are exactly that. They're twits. They don't know where they're at. They don't know what they're doing. They're going through the motions. They're calling this life. Things are getting miserable to the point that their literal country is walking out from under them, and they're still wondering what in the hell is going on with their lives. I get that. I can understand the human factor there. I can understand not wanting to delve into this little cesspool because it's a little stinky and it's a little scary. And if you're not a championship swimmer, you're going down. You're going to drown in it. I get all of that. What my point was, the listeners who listen to this network, they're not calling anymore. And I'm asking the question, what is going on with you? What are you thinking? This is going to take people doing a little inventory of their own thought process. Because this is not an accident. This has not happened in 25 years of broadcasting. Rob, hang on a second. I'm not angry at you. I'm just pissed off in general. And if this is the show that we're going to show the globalists in the New World Order, well, stick your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I'm going to have to start rolling through these calls because now that I've screamed it out over the microphone, guess what's happening? People are calling, but they're not answering my specific question. What is going on in your mind? I want to hear your thoughts, okay? And some of these people are people that have called in on a regular basis. Some are not, so we need to get to those as well. Rob?
I'll keep it brief. I understand what you're saying, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to not answer your question. The simplicity of what I'm seeing is just disengagement of people.
There you
go.
Not
necessarily patriots. They're just freaking crawling in a hole and going, I'm going to watch my TV and have as many beers as I can while I can. And you know what? It pisses me off.
Okay, Rob, I appreciate your call, but you're telling me you're making assumptions here. And
I'm hearing it from people. I'm hearing it from people.
Okay, that's what you got to include in this conversation. The devil is always in the details. Always. All right.
I was trying to convey a little bit of that, but I've been discussing things with friends, and I've got my big litter box scoop out, and I'm picking out the turds out of my litter box.
Well, and you also relayed that to me as well. You did that some time ago. 2 years ago, I was on this very subject about people not being politically correct. I told people, I said, look, they're coming out of the woodwork now. They're making your life uncomfortable. You can't make a comment without somebody getting on your back about it. You've stopped talking at work because you're afraid your boss is going to fire you or whatever. In the meantime, you're losing your country. And this is not the time for cowardice. This is the time for strength in increasing numbers.
Right.
I got you.
Definitely.
Rob?
All right, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And if you think I'm banging on Rob here, Rob has been a great supporter, cash-wise, of this network. You should have seen the little care box that he sent me. Hell, I'm I'm ready. Joe in Indiana. Hello, Joe.
Hi, good evening, John.
Good evening.
When I heard you talking, I just jumped in my car, and I heard you talking, I figured I better throw in some of my 2 cents worth to help you out. But just speaking for myself, there's certain programs I listen to, I would say, quite regularly because of my schedule. And I would say, I think you have many.
Okay, what happened to him?
Hello, John?
Yeah, there you are. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you have hosts that have very interesting guests, and they have very good programs, and a lot of times I just won't call in because I really want to hear what that guest has to say, and what they're saying is so compelling. Like, I'll give you some examples. Deanna Spingola, I try to always catch her program on Saturdays, and, you know, she had the fellows from the Liberty on, Dave and Phil, and I really enjoy listening to them quite a bit, and they have a lot to say.
Right, no, I understand your point. That has happened to me as well. I will have a guest on, or I'll have somebody like Gerald Celente on. I only had him on for a half hour.
Yeah.
Now I've got him on for a full hour, and I'm skipping breaks, and I'm hoping people will call in.
And then you have, I'll tell you what, for me, because I'm a doctor, I love Dr. Deagle if I can get him, because that man is brilliant. And I think I've sent you emails to tell people in your audience, you know, I just went to my cousin's graduation from medical school, and he spent over $125,000 for a 4-year education. And when you get Dr. Deagle talking on his program about some of the organ systems and some of the medical things, you are getting a $100,000 education. The man is absolutely brilliant. I love listening to him. In fact, I've been in practice now going on 20 years, and I have learned an awful lot from him. A lot of times when you're in school, you have to study hard to pass your exam and pass your boards your licensing exams, but you don't really have it all together.
Right.
But what Dr. Deagle does for me personally is that he's put it together, and I'm in the year and a half I've been listening to him, I'm much better than I was before.
Well, that's kind of
not
like
to mention,
it's kind of like law school. They don't teach you the law; they teach you procedure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
I'm learning that, but I wanted to throw that 2 cents in because RBN has done a lot for me. I think you have a great show. But thanks, John. I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you getting out of your car and getting on your telephone. Abdul,
okay,
Ivan, Mark, Gaither, Alan, and others, we'll get to your calls. I want to run these through because I want to get into this issue of Trump, what he's doing. Seems we've lost our president along the way. But globalism as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The oxygen is leaving the room. Get off me, I can't breathe. Abdul in Minnesota. I keep saying this. It's Minneapolis. How you doing?
Good evening, John.
How you doing?
I'll just make a couple of brief statements. First of all, for me personally, it's about me and the stratagem I'm trying to create to bring America back to its greatness, formal greatness. Discussions with my family members who do support Trump and his agenda. However, like I stated a long time ago when I first called in January, it's never about Trump. It's about the American spirit and American people coming back to the forefront. It is the media that is out here attacking us daily, the fear porn that they subject upon us to make us believe that it's about Trump. And if Trump goes down, then the idea of America and the spirit of America that will fall with it. That's their objective. That's what they're trying to accomplish. But that's not going to happen, and I won't let it happen.
Well, but what if your brand-new president is doing a reversal on just about everything that he promised he was going to do? What do you do then?
Well, once again, it's our jobs as Americans to say no and to go against the wrongdoings that he is doing in his administration, his policy and whatnot. We can stand up to that as the American people. We can find common ground with these so-called communist liberals out there, and we can agree with them. Like, okay, there's something that we don't like about Trump and what he's doing. We could speak upon that and have common ground. And I think for the patriots out here, we should not engage these fools and have riots in the streets. We should go. We should sidestep them and go around them, go directly to our politicians who we put in office, take those fools out of office, and eventually it gets to Trump and get his butt out of office.
All right. Abdul, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. And if you think he's got an easy life, he's a black Muslim, for God's sakes. And he sounds more patriotic than just about anybody that's ever called into this network. And he's exactly right. There's too much division. This is the art of overthrowing a country. When you get people divided in their own little tribes, and we all sit here and stew in our own juices, while Rome is literally burning. Ivan in Ohio. Hello, Ivan.
Hey, John. How are you doing? It's my first time calling your show.
Okay.
I called in the mics a couple of times.
Okay.
I'm friends with Keith, too, by the way, online.
Okay.
He did a great show Sunday.
Well, and, you know, I'm glad to hear get the feedback on that. I had a sense that Keith, even though that he was in a different type of radio before, his knowledge base, he had the time. And I said, you know, you being a ham operator, you keep talking to the idiots out there on the airwaves. I said, you really need to go someplace to talk to people that at least are somewhat of a like mind to get some traction. Because I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, Ivan, he was going to burn himself out.
Yeah.
He was going to burn himself up.
Oh, Keith, I call him a walking history book, and Rivero I call the walking encyclopedia. And you, I just started tuning into you probably, maybe about 6 months ago. Because, you know, I'd hear a little bit of you on there at night after Mike, and I was like, man, I really like him. I really like this guy. Yeah, so, yeah. The reason I don't call in, I just get nervous when I, you know,
well, and Ivan, thank you for bringing that up, because the talking points tip of the day is to make yourself a little crib sheet of the points that you want to make, and you can just go right down the list. And that's it. And this is the easy part. Talking to a talk show host is easy. Going out in public and talking to perfect strangers, that's a little bit harder. But at least you could use this to refine and to get over that, apprehension, let's call it.
Yeah. I don't think my voice is sounding all okay or whatever, but, I can get you guys with great voices, but, anyway, I wanted to tell you, you ever see that movie The Wanderers?
Oh, gosh. About
the gangs. The 60s gangs, the bullies.
No, I have not. No.
Anyway, there's a character in there. His name's Perry, and he's like the hero for this like kid. And he comes in, you know, and I was thinking of it when you were talking about the principal. I was like, where's Perry when you need him? With leave the kid alone, and just totally knock the crud out of the principal. That just made me think of that. I thought it was pretty funny.
All right. Ivan, yeah. I got the thrust of your call, and I thank you so much, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Mark in Georgia, you're up next. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark. Mark's on 11. Let's go to Andy in Texas on 3. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John, you there?
No, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm where I'm at.
And you know what? You're always, I was going to say something really crude and really sarcastic, but I'll spare you that.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. No matter where you go, there you are. I'll give you the short version.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. It's a short version. No. Hey, well, first to start off on the callers not calling in and stuff. Well, for example, when you said that, I wanted to call in and say something to you, and it took me 7 times calling in. I had to call in 7 different times, and I got some voice that said, sorry, there's nobody able to answer your phone right now. And then once one of your callers fell off, which made it very clear to me that there's a limited amount of calls you can take at one time,
right,
then I was able to get in. But I think another reason why people aren't calling in so much is, and there's several reasons that I think there is, but this is a pretty big one, is, A, we all put a lot at stake in Donald Trump's presidency, and we all thought that things were going to change, and we wanted it to change overnight. As soon as he took his oath of office, let's get busy. And now we're seeing that, like you were saying, he's backpedaling a little bit. And he's, I mean, when we heard about Joe Lieberman was the front runner for FBI, head of FBI, that just blew us away. So you might just have a lull in people because they're trying to either recuperate or they've just given up completely, or you're just being that informative on RBN, because anybody who listens to RBN, they're getting every angle of every story out there. It's incredible what RBN does.
Yeah, we even have the conductor for the Trump train that follows this program.
And there you go. And the thing is that you guys got so much information out there, perhaps there is no questions to be asked. Maybe people will call up and just want to BS with you, but, you guys are actually really covering this well. You've got a really great radio station, John, and these people are very well informed, and they're open-minded to other people who might call in that have a little bit more information than they do. And they don't cut you off and say, no, it's not like that. They open, reserve it, they'll go research it, and next thing you know, they're reporting what you said. So you guys are straight up open. There's no real reason why nobody's calling you. I just think that...
Andy, I don't believe in coincidences. Like I said, in 25 years, I've never seen anything like this. And to do my due diligence and cross-check and make sure that everything that I'm thinking bears out. This is why I'm talking to the board ops. How are the calls going? Well, they're way down. Not only on this show, but other shows. But see, this is why I'm asking the specific question as to why we're not getting the calls, because I want to know what people are thinking. I want to know why they are not calling. Is it because Donald Trump turned out to be, folded up like a cheap suit? Which Donald Trump never, ever in his life ever wore a cheap suit, I don't think. He's had bad hair days, but I don't think man's ever worn a cheap suit. Is it the Trump factor here? Did we put all of our wants and our needs and our hopes and our dreams and everything into a political basket and threw it at the feet of one man and said, here you go. If you don't straighten this out, I'm just going to go home. I'm going to open up a six-pack and go watch TV.
Well, and you know what, John? Some of us that have, been around as long as you have and know as much as you have, or perhaps close to what you know and whatnot, I'm sure you know plenty more than most of us, but some of us, we really feel shot in the ass, if you will, from this entire Trump phenomenon. We expected big things, and I'm not off the bandwagon. I think the deep state's got him by the things between his legs, and they're not letting go. And so he's got to do what they're telling him to do, and he's fighting back as hard as he can. I think he doesn't understand any more than the people, most of the sheeple, if you will, out there. They don't understand either that there's far more to being a president than just being the president.
Right.
I mean, there's another power involved there, and, uh-huh. and I think people are not realizing that. I don't even think Trump realized that. He thought, I'm the president, I'm going to be the president. I knew he knew, he probably knew something was going on under the water, but he figured he could get that up and we could go on with business, but he's finding out that it's not. And so the people like yourself and myself and those of us who are, 24/7 trying to figure this thing out, we're sitting here going, wow, we did it again. We were duped again. And like myself, I'm saying, well, I'm really worried about being duped by Donald Trump, but I also still have faith in him because they hate him so much. And the corporate media has been running around saying how much they hate him, and they're going after this Russian thing, which everybody who has a brain knows there's nothing there.
Look, Andy, even Sean Hannity, and I posted it on republicbroadcasting.org, even Sean Hannity has backed off the Seth Rich issue. And there's even some confusion about that, you know, what he's tweeted out and what he has said and public utterances versus his official, I'm not going to talk about the Seth Rich on my Hannity program on Fox News out of respect to the family and honoring their request. I think this is the single biggest issue, not Donald Trump going to the Middle East, not him going over to Israel and kissing the Jews' rear end, not the bombing that took place at the concert the other day in England. None of this stuff.
Well, I find it quite intriguing that the family of Seth Rich would want to stop somebody from talking about it if they really wanted to find out what happened. Or perhaps the family of Seth Rich has already been briefed on what happened, and they've been well paid off to just not
paid off or threatened and intimidated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because no sane man could look at the facts surrounding this of what we do know, what we have been able to eke out, and begrudgingly so, from people. People were coming forth with information because their conscience was bothering them, and they forego their personal safety or their work environment to say, hey, look, there's something very wrong here, and I'm here to tell you what happened.
Yeah, the ER nurse, for example, was very intriguing and very forthright.
Yep.
And I find that completely believable, what was spoken there. And that person's life is at risk right now because that has something to do with the Clintons, and we know what happened.
And Andy, I think you're tapping into some of the problem that we all may be sharing here, but we're not vocalizing. Are you people getting scared out there? Because if you are, I'm here to tell you we've not built enough knowledgeable people, boots on the ground, when if it push comes to shove, to make any difference than sit around and watch the flower or the best of this country just get turned into human confetti.
Well, straight up, John, I'm not scared, okay?
I'm not either. Because you know what? It's sunny here. You're in Texas. We having a nice day here. I'm not seeing any chemtrails. Temperature's 85 degrees. Nice little breeze. It's a nice spring day in Texas is what I'm trying to say here. And isn't that great?
And it's fantastic. And the thing is that we're going to have many more of those days because there are people like yourself and myself and many of your listeners that aren't afraid of this. We're just waiting for it to kick off so we can get on with our lives and fix this thing.
And again, my fear here has been that people have been shutting their mouths. They're not adding to the rank and file. And the only thing that's going to happen is the flower of this country, it's going to get his ass kicked big time.
Well, and you know what, John? I'm not shutting my mouth. In fact, I'm getting kicked out of different restaurants for talking to people.
Good.
I'm getting kicked out of stores and stuff.
Good.
Raising my voice. I'm not sitting down, and I'm pretty sure 90% of your audience is not sitting down.
I hope that's the case.
I believe it is.
All right, Andy, I appreciate your input. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
All right. You know what scares me, folks? To continue living in this country the way that I know that it really is. This isn't life. This isn't living. This is not an American way of life. Do I have Mark in Georgia back? Okay, Mark, what happened to you?
Oh, can you hear me this time?
I can hear you this time.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what that might be a factor. But generally, I look.
No,
at
it was
like
the crazy flipping. It was the crazy flipping fingers of the producer that did that.
Yeah. Well, honest people make honest mistakes. I don't fault in that. But you know, maybe people are discouraged these days, and maybe is this a seasonal thing? If you had time where things get really busy, I mean, like where I work, changing oil all day long. We have times where things are just dead, and there's times where
no.
we've got seven cars waiting all at once.
No.
You know?
No.
But it's never happened before.
No.
Hmm. So you don't think it's that people are getting ready for vacation season?
No.
Hmm.
Not to this degree.
Well,
not to this degree. No.
Okay. So it could be where there's different factors that are combining at a particular pinch. Like I said, I'm just looking for, but I think that people had a lot of emotional investment. I know people that were emotionally invested in the hopeful success of the Restore America plan, and when Tim Turner turned it into a steaming pile of sewage, they kind of really became discouraged that...
Wait a minute. Whoa. Tim, which Tim Turner are you...
Well, I'm talking about the people years ago who were hoping that the Restore America plan would bring this country back.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
It fell apart.
All right.
You know, and then when it fell apart, they were like, now what do we do? And there are some that are, recovered, and others that just kind of tuck their tail between their legs, figuratively speaking, because we don't have tails.
Well,
anyway,
Mark, I just hope that those people that have put their tail between their legs and they've run and they've been hiding, that their conscience hides with them, because there will come a day. Skip the break. There will come a day where they're going to have to sit and witness the good people of this country getting mowed down.
Yeah.
So I hope they can come up with some fantastic, juicy way to soothe their troubled conscience.
Well, you know, I look at that. I don't know if you follow this thing called The Walking Dead, but there was one point where the reader, Rick Grimes, got basically beat down by this bad guy. And over time, he looked at all the incredibly evil things where more and more abuse, more and more extortion, and he got to the point of saying, enough of this, we need allies to stand up against this guy, and that's what they're doing. You know, like I say, it's an ongoing saga. It's more about the survivors vying for resources and the whole human drama, but there's a time where people say, okay, I caved, but that's not the end of it. I need to regroup and get back in the fight. But, you know, here's a joke for you. You know the tricky part about getting kosher pork?
No.
Finding a rabbi willing to circumcise a pig. It isn't easy.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
I was going to come up with a joke about halal pork, but I value my life too much to go there.
All right.
So, anyway, you're in my prayers, and I hope things rebound for you soon.
Well,
okay?
I hope it rebounds for all of us. All of us. Because I can cheat on the golf course with my half-drunk buddies, you know, a mulligan or a do-over. We're going to have one shot at restoring this country. And for what I've seen so far, good luck, Chuck. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Yo, John. You know, I was never on the Trump train because I've known about Trump since the early 90s. You know, my ex was from New York City. She told me all about Trump. And in the casino business out in Nevada, he couldn't even get a gaming operator's license because he had too many nefarious connections. You know, the Russian mafia...
And like the people in Vegas aren't nefarious enough that they turned away Donald Trump?
Too scared of his hood. I mean, look at... His Jersey casinos was a hangout for the Russian mob that came over here in the late 1970s and early 80s. So this Russian thing has something to it. When they talk about the Russians and Trump, they're talking about the mafia, the international mafia. Okay? Anybody who owns casinos and promotes Mike Tyson is in with the worst people on earth. But Americans aren't sophisticated enough to understand that.
Well, and
the guy that owns a casino is stealing your money.
And Rick, it's legal theft. And the person that walks into that casino knows that the odds are with the house. That's why the most happy little gamblers I've ever seen are the people that, yeah, it'd be nice if I won, but you know what? I'm only going to walk in with what I am willing to lose. And if I come out
Trump
on the...
Trump never owned those casinos. He never owned those casinos. He was the front man.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and to your point about the Russian mafia, I saw the exact same thing. Hell, in a little town up in Michigan, the Russian mafia was coming into this country. And we literally had cops walking in the bars looking for some of these guys.
Yeah. Well, the mafia's always been Russian. If you take a look at Bugsy Siegel, Meyer Lansky, they're all ethnically Russian. All those people in Chicago that killed everybody over the 1930s.
Russian or Jewish?
It's Russian Jew.
Okay. Thank you.
Meyer Lansky is a Russian. He came from Grodno, Russia.
Boy, they didn't include that in the movie about the guy that created Vegas, did they? Warren Beatty, I don't think there was a line in that script that Warren Beatty spoke that identified that.
No, these people are Russian. They're Russian Jews. So when they speak about the Russian, they're talking about the mafia. And
okay.
These people are dangerous. I mean, right. There ain't anybody in Washington that's going to do anything because they're all scared and they're looking for their pension. And it's distraction central. Nothing's going to stop. Forget Mueller. Forget all that crap. They're too scared.
All right. Well, then they shouldn't be. And Donald Trump, do me a favor. Refresh my screen. It just went blank on me. Well, then Donald Trump needs to come out and tell the American people, I know this is going to be hard for a 69-year-old man with a pretty good-sized ego, to come out and say, you know, the job that I intended to do when I got in here, I'm getting too much flack. Let's not just call it, it's the fake news on the media, okay? Let's get past this childish lunchroom break playground crap or tweeting out. Or doing things like that. Let him come to the American people and say, look, this is who I am. This is what I came to D.C. to do. Here's the reason why it's not getting done. And don't
get... He never intended to do anything. He's a product of the entertainment industry. They tell him to go out there and tell the people what they want, and once you get you in,
okay,
we can do what we want to do.
Rick?
Trump just lied his way into the office. He ain't a hostage to anybody.
Okay.
That's the problem we have. We're too easily duped.
Rick, do you think I'm that easily duped?
Well, you're talking like he's been, you know. I don't want to give the guy any excuses. If you want to give him,
Rick, you're not listening to me. I am not an apologist for Donald Trump. I have made my points about Donald Trump, what I think's going on with the guy. But you know what? In the final analysis, I know about as much as you do as to why he is acting the way he is. You've got a good argument here. You know, maybe they, you know, but you're saying he was a ringer right from the start.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's your opinion, and you can express that, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's an educated opinion.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, bye.
All right. John in Humboldt County. Where the hell is Humboldt County?
Yes, sir. Right
yeah, there. Where's Humboldt County?
Humboldt County, California.
Ah.
Just north of Sonoma.
That isn't in Rancho Cucamonga, is it?
No.
No, because that would be really cool if Rancho Cucamonga was in Humboldt County. Then I'd really be able to enjoy saying that.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. But I would have to say between Ron and Steve Elkins, I like that. You did that show with, you know, let him do your show. I think Steve has a lot to offer.
Okay.
I just want to say that.
All right. Well,
I donated $100 today too. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
The other one is that you're asking why people aren't calling in.
Right.
And I think to go back to that narrative, people are getting more afraid to talk, and that's what you're talking about. Is people are getting more afraid.
Okay.
And I'm not.
All right.
I'm not afraid. I'm 42 years old. I've been in this country. I've served in the Air Force, and I think that what is happening to our country right now is. I'll call you tomorrow. How about that?
Okay, great. Hey, John, thank you very much. Thanks for calling, and thank you for the donation. Top of the hour break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom.
This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.